We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Bring Me a Pretty Cock, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. Please note, this story contains elements of BDSM, but everyone in the story is a consenting adult. You close the door to the hotel room and your heart starts beating at double time. The click of the lock is like a starter's gun, but it's also a seal encasing you in this room with two men. One, your lover, your playmate, a man you trust. The other, a complete stranger. A stranger you picked out yourself. Your lover had picked the dress, approved the makeup, and kissed you deeply in the doorway of the same hotel room, and with his hand resting on your throat, breathe for you to go and find another man. Find me a pretty cock to suck with you. There's a good girl, he said. So you went, alone, in your short dress and high heels, and your cunt throbbed with all the eyes that moved over your body. You felt somehow both powerful and vulnerable, both predator and prey. You spoke to a few men, but they were boring, mundane. You couldn't imagine your lover feeling excited about any of them. Your frustration made you hornier and bolder. You're close to giving up, until, finally, you see someone you like at first sight. He's with a friend, and fuck, he's handsome. Tall. His forearms look strong, and you can't stop staring at them. He finds every opportunity to look at you, and when his friend goes to the bathroom, you step forward and seize the moment. By the time his friend comes back, you're both gone. And now the hotel room door clicks closed, and you take him into the main room. Your lover is in a towel. He's just gotten out of the shower and he turns around to face you both with almost casual interest. Your cheeks burn as you wait for approval. Your lover looks at the stranger and a half smile sits comfortably on his lips. He crosses the room and takes your chin in hand and kisses you. And that's when you know you've brought back an acceptable choice. You blush at this display in front of the stranger, but you kiss him back, hungrily, and allow yourself a smile when you feel his cock push the towel against your thigh. Then the atmosphere changes around you, and you realize it's because the stranger has moved himself close to you both, blocking out the light from the lamp. You pull your lips back from your lover and look at the two men towering over you. You feel overwhelmed, fragile. And that's when the stranger leans forward and kisses you. It feels odd to kiss one man straight after another. The styles are so different, where your lover is urgent and demanding, controlling the pressure and the pace completely. The stranger is soft, deferential. He kisses almost like he feels lucky to be kissing you at all. You like it. And you like it even more when his hand covers your breast and your nipple pushes against his palm. Let me have a look, you hear your lover say. As you kiss this stranger, you allow your eyes to open and you see that his towel has fallen to the floor. His beautifully large cock is now completely rigid, and you don't know if that's because of your kiss with him, or because he's watching you kiss a complete stranger. Both excite you. And your cunt tingles so much that you can hardly stand it. Your lover steps forward and yanks at the stranger's belt with entitlement. In moments, he pulls the trousers and underwear down, and you gasp as you look down to see the stranger has a big dick too. And it's just as hard as your lover's. Another hard dick. Hard because of you. Your lover still hasn't spoken a word to the stranger, but he kneels down and wraps his large hand around the stranger's cock and licks his lips. The stranger looks down too and swears under his breath. You drop to your knees and crouch next to your lover as you both stare at this new cock. Your lover holds it in his hand and puts his other hand to the back of your head, and he curls his fingers and grips your hair. You know what's coming next, so you take in a breath before he pushes your face down the stranger's cock. It's fast and hard, and you resist the urge to gag as your lover pushes you back and forth. The stranger tastes so different, and even as tears pool in your eyes, you're determined to let your lover control you like this. You feel the stranger rest his hand on your head as well, and you feel a blissful level of claustrophobia as you perform your duty. After what seems like an age of having the back of your throat hit, your lover finally frees your face as he yanks you off the stranger's cock by your hair, and then he immediately replaces you, releasing your hair and resting his hands on the back of the stranger's thighs as he starts sucking the cock you just had inside you. You watch for a moment, transfixed. You can see all your drool stream from your lover's mouth, and you're so turned on watching him suck the same dick in such a different way. Where you did it as an act of service and instruction, your lover does it selfishly and commandingly. You hear the stranger growl, and it's more than you can take. You push the stranger so he's flat on his back, and you climb onto his face. You turn yourself so you can watch your lover continue to suck the stranger's cock while you grind your soaking wet cunt against the stranger's mouth. Your lover looks up at you, and this angle is so fucking sexy, it feels like every nerve ending in your body has been electrified. You grind even harder, and the stranger's tongue licks your clit, and you can tell from the growls vibrating against the lips of your cunt that the stranger is close. You lean yourself forward so you can join your lover and again share this stranger's cock while the stranger buries his face into your cunt. You take it in turns, sucking it, and you can hardly concentrate as the stranger teases your clit with his lips, and you know you're just as close as he is. You suck harder and grind more selfishly, and you hear the stranger whimper that he's going to come, and it's enough to push you over the edge. You swear out loud and grip the stranger's cock in your hand and pump it into your lover's mouth. Your cunt explodes on the stranger's face at the exact moment that the stranger explodes into your lover's throat. You watch your lover expertly finish him off with greed, and in your cock-drunk days, you try to score it into your memory because it's the sexiest thing you've ever seen. You shudder as you start to come down and lean forward to help lick up the last drops of cum from the stranger's cock. And, as if the stranger isn't even there, you ask your lover, "Was this cock pretty enough for you?" Your lover kisses you and you taste the stranger's cum on his tongue and you smile to yourself. You did it. You were a good girl. If you liked that, you can find more of me at writteninkink.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.